Hello and welcome everyone. Happy holidays and long time no speak. If you've read the title, you know that this is not a school guide, not yet at least, but a quick update to check in with you guys. We just wanted to touch base with everyone and tell you what's been happening the last few years and close out 2023 talking about what you can expect from us in 2024. Because yes, Will, we're coming back.
We are coming back, baby.
Yeah. Do you remember how a microphone works?
No, I've had to do a lot of research to suss out the details of these magnificent little devices.
All right. I'll send you a TikTok tutorial, yeah.
Yeah, please do.
It's been a while. Is that copyright? I don't know. maybe we shouldn't sing that. how have you been, man? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been great. Life has been very nice. I got married since the last time you and I were on the show together. Woo. We've been married for 2 years now, so that's going well.
Nice.
We moved to the Southwest about a year and a half ago, so we've been kind of adjusting to life out here and enjoying the better weather than Florida. And interestingly, it's funny, when we moved here to New Mexico, I thought to myself, man, I got to be closer to Wendell and Allie. Like, we got to be a lot closer. But no, we're about 25 hours by car from where you guys live. So, yeah. I mean, even though Mexico is like literally, you know, 4 hours from where I sit right now, you're still like 21 hours south of that. So
yeah, that's right. And that's like a 24-hour trek through dangerous cartel narco territory. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, the further south you get in this state, you get into a little bit of that here too, I hear. So.
Okay. It's a mirror. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. So what about you, man? What have you been up to?
Nothing much, nothing special, but you know, keeping on, you know, no, we did move house. We haven't moved states, but yeah, it's been a good time. There's been a lot of weathering to do, weathering the pandemic, weathering the economy. I'm just trying to bull through everything, but yeah, it's been good. We've been okay.
That's really good to hear. I've missed podcasting with you, and I've missed doing the shows that we've done over the years, and it's good to be back.
It really is. I think we should just get into, why exactly we haven't been around and why we decided to come back now specifically.
Well, anybody who's listened to us for a long time knows that we lost our buddy Ian back in 2021. So I remember when Todd and I did our podcast about that, we did our tribute to Ian. We kind of mentioned we're not going to be around for a little while, but we will come back at some point. You know, I don't think any of us expected to be away this long. You know, it was a tough loss for all of us. And in a lot of ways, Sideshow has been kind of defined by Ian, you know, and a lot of what he did. And so it was very hard to, I've heard the phrase, the show must go on. I've learned I don't operate like that personally. Like, it doesn't,
exactly.
It just doesn't, you know, the whole, like, this, it's what Ian would have wanted, all that stuff. Like, I'm sure that's the case, but maybe selfishly, personally, I haven't had the desire to podcast knowing that he's gone. You know, it's just been tough.
No.
Of course, Wendell and I started all of this, you know, many years ago, but you know, it's just when someone becomes such a big part of what you've done on the network, it's very difficult to kind of see past that. So, and also, you know, I've kind of always been the guy that organizes everybody. Like, you know, that's sort of, I'm not the only person who's done that, but I've kind of always been the one who's like, hey, you guys want to put a show on? Let's go do this. Let's go do that.
Yeah.
And so me stepping back, I think, caused others to step back, and you know, Wendell's kind of always gone with the flow anyway. Wendell's really good at that. It's just, you know, hey, we're just not podcasting right now, but we'll come back, you know. And of course, yeah, Wendell and I have never lost touch with each other. We're, you know, we're buddies. We always have been. So we, you know, we've continued to talk, and the conversation between him and I have just been, you know, we'll come back when it's time to come back. And so
yeah,
it felt right to come back now. Some time has passed, you know. Wounds don't always heal, but they get better and they get easier. And you know, we miss podcasting, we miss you guys, and we miss doing what we've done for the last 10 years. So
yeah, we do. It was like a real unintentional hiatus there. We've been you know, doing some life stuff, you know.
Yes. Yes. And you know, but our attitude has always been like, we'll come back. You know, I had a conversation with Wendell like a year ago. I was like, man, I want to do it. I just don't know if it's the right time. And he's like, it's just not the right time right now, man. We'll come back when it is the right time. And
yeah,
and of course, Lassa picked up a lot of slack for us for about a year.
He did. Yeah.
And I don't even think I told you this. I reached out to him like a year ago. I was like, dude, I just, I don't want you to keep sending us episodes. Like, we're not really doing anything right now. You know, like, it's
right.
I didn't want him to devote so much time to TrackSwap on Sideshow's behalf, especially considering you could access TrackSwap on his own kind of platforms and stuff.
Yeah.
And so out of courtesy to him, I just said, like, we really appreciate it. We're going to bring that back, obviously, when we come back. But don't overexert yourself on our behalf when we're not
doing much. Yeah.
So.
Don't just fly solo. Yeah. Like, we'll join you.
Which
we'll
he
help
was
out
more than willing to do, obviously. Yeah. So, and my career kind of picked up in the last 3 years also, which is the other part of it. I've never been busy as a part of Sideshow. So I've been working a lot as a composer. And so that's been my primary focus, aside from my marriage and stuff. You know, if I may just speak on one other aspect of our decision to come back, we didn't want to come back by releasing a score guide and then going away again for 6 months, or bringing, you know, TrackSwap back and then disappearing for 8 months, or, you know, putting out like 6 shows in a row and then disappearing for a year. Like, we don't want to do that. That's not fair to anybody who spends time with us, in our opinion. So,
yeah.
Our comeback has to mark 2 boxes for us. One is consistency, which we've got a plan now for. And the other one has to be life-work balance. You know, there's got to be a balance to everything. We're both married. We started Sideshow. We both have careers outside of Sideshow. And so, you know, those have to take precedent as well. But now we've got a nice little plan, and, you know, we're going to move forward with that plan. So.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. We record this the day that our website turned 10 years old. So yeah. it's been a kind of long road already. But and it feels weird to sit here and talk like this, because it's not that we necessarily decided to go away and never talk again.
not at all.
There was never like an official moment of like, okay, we're done, or now like, now we're back, you know. But everything Will says holds true. You know, we had to come back, and we had to make it, you know, consistent for you guys, you know, and find a way to work around our lives, which, yeah, so much busier than they used to be. So we're getting older, you know, we just don't have as much energy as we used to have. So,
And also, you know, the network has collapsed under the weight of its own ambitions on more than one occasion.
Like, yeah. It got inflated.
You know,
yeah.
We've had, you know, back in 2015, we had a really big push where we had Mouse Music, we had Indefensa, we had Sideshow and Tell, we had Score Guide, we had the main show. And it was like so ambitious, but it wasn't sustainable. And it just, you know, and that a lot of that's my fault, because I was constantly like running around Sideshow going, I have an idea. And like, do you guys want to do this too? And let's do this. We've learned, you know, over the years that's actually counterintuitive to having a productive, consistent podcast, because you have to have a plan that's sustainable. And if it's not sustainable, then it's not going to last. So that's the plan moving forward for us, is to be sustainable and consistent.
Yeah. Exactly that, you know. And and I think the other thing is, for us with the score guides, it's about wanting to do a show well. You know, we have always tried to be entertaining, you know, and informative, which for the score guides means a ton of research. So there is a lot of prep that goes into each show before we turn these microphones on, you know, and we don't want to drop that quality just because we've established a format that works. So, you know, don't expect any changes to the score guides other than our effort just to be more consistent with content.
We do have some new equipment, though. That part should make it sound a little better.
2023 sound, yeah.
Yeah, 2023 sounds, exactly. Yeah, part of coming back, we've decided to also invest in some better stuff. I mean, Wendell's always sounded great on his end. My stuff definitely needed some upgrading, so I've upgraded my podcasting rig, and I've got a nice suite of software that should make us sound nice and polished. That's the plan anyway. So, So I guess now would be a good time to kind of let everyone know what they can expect from us moving forward, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So at least on the score guide front, we're going to aim, remember that word, aim for about, you know, 5 to 6 shows a year. And then, Will, you got a great idea how to supplement that content, no, and make it more consistent.
Yes. So not only is Lasse's TrackSwap coming back, which I know makes a lot of people happy, because that has been a very popular show. So you can expect regular TrackSwaps to be coming back. And in addition to that, we have a new show that will supplement the score guides alongside TrackSwap. And that new show is the Sideshow Theme Show, which we have created as an addendum to our lineup to allow us to be more consistent and to continue some of the conversation you would be used to on a score guide. So the idea is, you know, I'll be hosting it for the most part. That may change. We may have somebody else who takes over in the future. But for now, I'm going to host it. And I'm going to have a rotating slate of co-hosts. And, you know, the idea behind the show is simply to take a theme and spend 30 minutes really diving into it. So it's simultaneously deeper than a score guide in some senses, and also smaller than a score guide in some senses. You know, the idea is we can record a ton of those and put out regular content. So that is the plan moving forward. So moving forward, you'll have the score guide as the main kind of flagship. You'll have track swap, and you'll have the sideshow theme show kind of supplementing score guide. We don't know when the main show will be coming back, but we do suspect it will.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's kind of our plan moving forward.
All about just putting some good quality episodes out there without killing ourselves in the process. And
of course, yeah, not sacrificing quality either. We don't want to sacrifice quality.
Exactly. That's the main thing, you know. And yeah, you know, if you do have or have had any expectations about the show, keep it in a cardboard box and throw it out with the trash. This has always been and always will be just us talking about the soundtracks we love and why we love them. So thank you guys. Thank you for flying with us all these years. It's been such a blast.
Thanks for sticking with us while we've taken this very unplanned, as we've said, kind of long break. And you know, we've received, you know, over the last 2-3 years, like a lot of messages from people who have either reached out through our email or reached out through our DMs or reached out to me personally and just been like, are you guys still around? I miss you, you know?
Yeah. Thanks for doing that, guys. We really appreciate that. Yeah.
That's been very encouraging for us to know that, you know, we haven't been forgotten. So
no, not at all. We're still getting comments on the website on episodes. So that's very nice of you guys to do that and keep listening. So
yeah,
it's very, very good to feel that support. You know, and we'll whether there's one listener or, you know, 100, like, we will still keep doing this. We're such in love with the show and what we're doing, and you know, it's just fun to have a show where you're talking about things that you absolutely love. You
and
know,
that's never changed in 10 years. That has never changed. Just in case anybody wondered, no one's asked me this, but like, there was not a falling out between Wendell and I or anything like that. or you know, getting sick of what we do. I mean, actually, speaking of what we do, before we took our unplanned hiatus, we did record a score guide on Galaxy Quest back.
Yeah, episode 40.
Episode 40 back in 2020 that has been sitting in the vault this whole time. And again, we didn't release it because we didn't want to put out a score guide and then disappear again, you know. So
right,
we saved it until we were coming back, and we knew we were coming back. So the first week of January, you can look forward to a brand spanking new, for you anyway, episode of Score Guide. Not so brand spanking new to us because we recorded it 3 years ago. I'm actually toying with the idea of actually recording an intro and outro for it, just to kind of go, hey, this is an episode from a different era. But, you know, we mentioned Ian because Ian was very much still with us when we recorded it. I mentioned my fiance, who is now my wife, and I think there's some other things that just haven't aged particularly well. So
yeah, a lot happened in the last 3 years.
A lot happened, yes. Exactly. So you'll be able to look forward to that. Sideshow Theme Show currently is slated to debut in February, and Track Swap will be coming back with a vengeance. Lassa wanted me to mention that. Track Swap's coming back with a vengeance.
With a vengeance.
Not that it's ever gone away. He's still been producing it on his podcast feed. But again, thank you so much for all the love and support you guys have given us over the years. And like Wendell said, we'd do it if we had one listener, but it's so amazing to have the listeners we've always had. And hopefully you guys come along for the ride as we begin our new chapter, 10 years in.
Amen to that.
I guess, was there anything else we needed to say before we sign off here?
Wait, we have to turn Claude back on.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. He's right behind me. Start. Hey, what's up, buddy? Long time no beep. Claude, we're coming back. We're coming back in 2024. Yeah, it's 2023. Well, from Wendell, myself, and Claude, and the rest of the Sideshow team, we want to say thank you, and we hope you have a great holiday season, and we look forward to seeing you right back here first week of January 2024 to celebrate our 10-year anniversary and the new chapter of Sideshow Sound Radio.
Happy holidays, guys.
Bye!
Bye!